My name is Nini. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Hi. No, actually, I'm not.
How may I help you?
Okay, I'm calling from New York State, Oneida County. My name's Nicole. I'm with the COVID helpline here.
Yes, ma'am.
I had a person on the phone who was in your county, in Baldwin County, Alabama, and she received her first vaccination, and she's trying to follow up to get a second vaccination here. I was just wondering, I don't know, they're looking for more information on her first vaccine. I know that it was Pfizer, but I think they have, don't they have to follow the lot number and all that?
Well, let me say this to you very quickly so I don't waste your time. May I give you three more numbers very quickly? You can, one of them should be enough, but I'm going to give you two others for the nurses that handle this kind of information. So you can,
okay.
I don't want, okay, when you're ready, I'll give you that number.
Go right ahead.
334.
Mm-hmm.
314.
Mm-hmm.
9789.
Okay.
Then 334.
Uh-huh.
451.
Uh-huh.
0262.
Okay.
And then 334.
Mm-hmm.
451.
Mm-hmm.
4571.
4571. Okay. Now these other two lines, are they also the nurse lines or?
Yes, all three of them are the nurses available for such questions between Monday and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. in for Alabama.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And the website, just to let you know, is at cdc.gov. The letter C, the letter D, then C again. .gov, cdc.gov, can also be helpful for you.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Because she is a client or a, I don't know, a citizen,
yes.
Is she able to call these lines herself?
Yes, she can.
She can? Okay.
She sure can.
All right.
Okay.
I might pass these along to her and see if she can come up. Listen, thank you for your time. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much. Again, thanks for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Have a good day, please.
You too now. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.